For Veterans Day, we honor the men and women who have served in the armed forces. In this segment of Time and Place, historian Alicia Barber tells the story of one group of veterans whose military service went largely unrecognized for decades.
There were just over 1,000 of them total, a highly trained fleet of female aviators known as the Women Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs. Hired by the U.S. Army Air Forces at the height of World War II, the WASPs took on stateside flight duties for the military in order to free up male pilots for combat. One of these high flyers was longtime Carson City resident Hazel Hahn, who joined the WASPs at the age of 21. Her first job was with the Ferrying Command, flying bombers and fighter planes straight from the factory to sites across the country. In a 1995 oral history, Hahn described one of her next duties, flight testing newly repaired military aircraft.
Anytime there was something wrong with a plane, they'd redline it and they couldn't fly it again until we had tested it. Now if they put a new wing on, we'd go up and bring it out for an hour, aerobatics, and see if the wing would stay on. Then it was okay, then the men could fly it.
As if that weren't daunting enough, another common job was towing targets, a training exercise where the pilot would take off in a B-26 Martin Marauder, pulling a target that was used for artillery practice using live ammunition. Tragically, 38 of the women lost their lives in accidents, and because they were classified as civilians, their families received no military benefits. The program ended in December of 1944 when the war was winding down, and the male pilots wanted their jobs back.
But at the end of the 2 years, that's when men started coming back from Europe. They didn't need them as much as they did, and we were flying and they weren't, and that was a bad scene. They were waiting on tables, and here we were flying.
After years of lobbying, the WASPs were finally designated military veterans in 1977. It was an important victory for these groundbreaking women, whose service and sacrifice had flown under the radar for far too long. For Reno Public Radio, I'm Alicia Barber.
You can find a link to the book War Stories, featuring oral histories from Hazel Hahn and 20 other World War II veterans at KUNR.org. Archival audio for this segment was provided by Special Collections at the University of Nevada, Reno Libraries.